This shiur has been brought to you from the Sharim Audio Library. For information about Sharim or to order additional CDs, please visit our website www.sharim.com or email sharim@sharim.com. Thank you for making Sharim part of your continual learning experience.
All right. So we were talking about a few points. We're talking about the significance of studying what Adam Rishon is before the sin. What's the reason to study Adam Rishon before the sin? And the reason is to know what, so to speak, the spiritual DNA, the spiritual makeup of the human being is, so that we can, you know, appreciate the wonder that we call man. Like we said, our sages tell us that in the generation of Sarai Menu, everyone was so beautiful, Sarai Menu was so beautiful that the entire world was compared were like monkeys when you compare them to her. That's how pretty she was. And then our sages say that Sarai Imenu was like a monkey compared to Chava, to Eve. Now what is this, a zoo? What are our sages comparing people to monkeys? Like, what's going on over here? The answer is, what our sages are trying to tell us is that they're trying to talk about not just the beauty of Sarai Imenu, but when you compare the spiritual capacity of Sarah to the spiritual capacity of the rest of her generation, it was like comparing a human and a monkey. And when you wanted to compare the spiritual capacity of Sarah and Chava, it was like comparing a monkey and a human again. That's why our sages say that when the angels saw the heel of Adam HaRishon, they confused it with the sun. I want to pose that question to you. How do you understand that statement? When our sages say that when the angels saw the heel of Adam HaRishon, the first man, they confused it with the sun. What does that mean to you? Right. The heel is the thickest and coarsest part of the human being. Meaning when you want to step on something hot or something like that, you use your heel. Right? And when our sages say they confuse it with the sun, it means that the thickest part of him, spiritually, was brighter than the sun. That was Adam HaRishon. So we have to know that spiritual DNA still exists within us. It happens to be that the materialism of after the sin is darkening it. But when the world to come arrives, when we reach that point, that is how we will all shine. Our spiritual DNA will be brighter than the sun. Will be able to bask in the light of the Almighty. So that's the importance of studying this aspect. We're now on Vav. Hinei, Adam HaRishon be'et yitzirato haya mamash ba'otu ha'matzav shezacharnu adhena. The first man, Adam HaRishon, was on the same level, was on the level that we had mentioned until now. The Hainim, this is to say, shenehu haya murkav mishnei ha'chalakim ha'efchaim she'amanu. He was composed of two opposites. Adam HaRishon was composed of two opposites, Shehem HaNeshama VeHaGuf, the soul and the body. It's so important to appreciate the fact that within our body we have two opposites. We have a soul and we have a body. And that means that things that are pulling us in each direction are natural and normal. A person shouldn't feel as if there's, God forbid, something wrong with him if there are things pulling him towards materialism. That's the way God created you. In reality, the way things were set up at that time was that before the sin, he was standing, sort of viewing good and evil. He had the power to choose which one he wants to cling to. If he wants to cling to the evil, or he wants to cling to the righteous. It was proper for Adam HaRishon to choose the good. What would have happened if Adam HaRishon would have not eaten from the apple? Then his soul would have overpowered the materialistic part of him, his body, and Mashiach would have come on the spot. And then we would have all been in the level of the world to come. Because he had one commandment, if he would have fulfilled it, the soul would have overpowered the body, would have purified everything, and then we would have just lived eternally in the level of the world to come. And his mind